Greetings, loyalists and heretics. Welcome to Iron and Ceramite, where we once again enter the warp without an astropath.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the next episode. Oh, fucking hell, I'm so tired. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of Iron and Ceramite's Hobby Roundup. My name is John, and I'm joined by Shane.
Hello.
And Glenn.
Hello.
Hello. How's everyone doing?
Not too bad. Pretty good.
Very good. I'm all right.
Established. You're tired.
Yes. I put my my tongue back in. I can speak again now. Well, you guys, how you guys been? What you been up to? Keeping busy, Glenn?
I've built a small project over the past little couple of weeks that I've been away. So yeah.
And you was teasing us.
Yes, I was. Yeah. I wanted more of the white boxes from Games Workshop, because once I'd done the last tease, it was like, can't really tease anything else. Because right. even if I show like a random bit of sprue, because the bits are so unique, it's like, yeah, it's going to be obvious what I'm building. So yeah. Oh, well.
I know, you dropped a bomb on us. I don't know. I don't think we talked about it on the last episode. I can't remember how long it was ago now, but you just dropped this massive, I'm working on a new project, spent a load of money, I've got a load of boxes, and I'm not telling anyone.
Yep. Yeah, it really came out of nowhere. I don't know why I just went, I'm going to do that. And I just went off and did it. So.
And Jim? Oh, well, I'll give the game away anyway. So I stole the picture you sent. So why Tyranids? Have you not? And do you not already have Tyranids?
I used to have a Tyranid army probably a couple of codexes ago. But sold them because I was downsizing a lot of my collection and they weren't an army that I used very much. But I thought, no. I wanted a more combat-oriented army. I wanted something a bit different, a little bit for the group in general, because we've got a lot of power armor and a lot of very similar armies. So I thought that was going to be something that will give you guys something different to play with.
Yeah.
Or, well, play against. Nobody's playing with my stuff.
So this isn't the full collection yet, though, is it? Or is it?
Nope. There is... another so another one of these to build.
Okay.
And there's another three warriors that I have built, and I've got another six to build.
So you've got two Hive Tyrants at the back.
Yep.
Then is the back row, is that Carnifexes and
two Carnifexes on the left and two Thornback Carnifexes on the right.
And then the thing in the middle is the
Tyrannifex. That's the big shooty one.
Yeah.
There's nine Raveners.
Now, what does a Ravener do?
Ravener's slightly like a lighter armored, faster warrior.
Okay.
They don't get all the heavy guns that you can take, but you can get the variety of the normal guns. They're sort of chest mounted. And then they sort of side and talons, rent and claws kind of options.
Yeah. And then you've got... Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, they're movement 12, so they're really rapid. They got a nice first turn charge off today. And there's 36 termagants, all with the the devourers. So that's three shots each.
Yeah.
All assault. You got some nice psychic powers that lets me advance and shoot with them. Well, with anything, but with them without the modifiers and stuff like that. So they can get up in the face quite quickly. And then the warriors I've pretty much all built with lash whips and bone swords. And a couple of venom cannons in there. So, yeah.
And then, because it's the Hive Guard, isn't it? The ones that can shoot without line of sight. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. Although I've seen another list.
They are kind of difficult to get hold of at the minute.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
And then what?
Yeah. Sorry, you were saying?
Yeah, this sort of same as, you know, things like Grey Knight, Dread Knights and stuff like that. There's the more popular stuff. Games Workshop can't keep up with production. So, because they are quite good.
Yeah. What's the difference between a Termagant and a Hormagant? I can never remember.
Hormagants have claws, Termagants have guns, basically.
Gotcha. Okay, that makes sense.
And Termagants are a lot easier to place and move around the board because the Hormagants are like, and it's difficult to balance models when there's like two-thirds of the model over the front of the base.
Yeah, fair enough.
All my old ones used to have like A2P under every single model.
Just to keep them up.
Yeah. Added to the value as well.
And what's the name of the psychic bugs you can have? I know like the Hive Guard and the Synapse ones all have psychic powers, but the specific
ones. The Zoanthropes.
That's the ones. Yeah, Zoanthropes. Yeah. Are you gonna get any of them at any point?
I might wait until the new Codex eventually comes out with them.
Yeah.
Because at the minute they're a little bit underwhelming. I mean, they're all right, but yeah.
It's they the used to the, be.
They used to be better.
Same as the Gene Stealers, right?
Yeah. I mean, they're another thing that's. They're all right, but they're kind of fragile, and I don't think they'll do as much or enough damage.
Yeah.
You know, because like background wise and then stories, you know, one Gene Stealer is enough to terrify, you know, squads of Marines running around a battleship.
Mm.
Whereas, yeah, it just doesn't stack up on the table.
I was going to say, one of the things that people are commenting on, that's the best way of saying it, rather than complaining, is that the Gene Stealer stats for the Gene Stealer cult, because they've had their codex updated,
yeah,
they're now really good compared to the Tyranids Gene Stealer, even though, you know, in theory they're the same unit, you know, same,
yeah,
you know, Chaos Space Marines, right? Same argument,
yeah.
Really,
yeah. It's yeah, just the older stuff needs the updated rules for, you know.
When do you reckon? What do you reckon you'll get first, the Chaos one or the Tyranids one?
I think Games Workshop's more or less come out and said that it's Nids after Eldar. So,
oh really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I know there was a rumor that I read today that they're using Kill Team to potentially test some new Chaos rules. But I didn't realize they'd said Nids after Eldar.
That's kind of stupid way of testing it, because it's not the same game.
Well, that's what the article went on to say. It's an entirely different game, so it doesn't make much sense.
Good job, Games Workshop. Yeah. Testing new stuff with the wrong rule system. Awesome.
Once again, a very sound decision.
You know what? They can test whatever they want. If they just give us the damn stuff, I'll be happy.
I was going to say that's more the point now, isn't it? Just get it done, get it over to people.
Yeah.
Maybe you could petition for a sneak peek at the Codex, seeing as you've just bought a complete army.
Yeah, probably not. Although with our, you know, millions and millions of fans, you know, maybe we'll get big enough that they'll send us some stuff to let us, you know, look at them.
We know that they spy on us.
We do, you know, yeah, exactly.
Well, partly.
They do listen, so maybe they will send us a preview copy.
Yeah, you can test the Nid army. Although, yeah. Spoiler alert, that after what happened with you and Dave today, they probably won't give it to you now.
Well, maybe they will give it to me because of what happened to me, yeah. Dave. Because they might go, oh yeah, it's a bit of sympathy here, have that. Yeah. Yes, they did not go well on their first run out, let's put it that way.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is the thing, it's a double-edged sword, because Dave obviously was supposed to be here, obviously so was Tom, but Dave's poor self-admin. He double booked himself. So he can't gloat about beating you today, but now I can't gloat about beating his towel.
Oh, well, you can.
Well, yeah. We'll do it anyway.
He's just not here to defend himself.
Yeah, he's not here now. That was good, though. But, so how was your game, though? I know, obviously, you lost, but playing them for the first time for a long time?
Yeah, it was the stuff that I had to take done more damage than the stuff I wanted to take. Like, both fly runs were crap. they were legitimately crap. I don't think they'd done... Between the two of them, they managed 3 or 4 wounds from Smite. And that was it.
Oh, and they're the big things at the back?
Yep. Yep, because one charged the Emperor Champion because he's got all the various, oh, I'm so fantastic and I'm going to go first and I've got this and I've got that. He just went and done 18 wounds.
Yeah.
Just flat 18 wounds and just went, oh, shit.
Yeah.
And he keeled over. The other one got charged by a Redemptor and, yeah, got smashed into the ground as well. So, yeah, they were.
Well, he texted me after your first round, because he texted me a picture of everything that had been killed
in the
first round, and I just sent, LOL, you're fucked. And then I looked later, and he'd won, and I was like, how the hell did you pull that off?
Yeah. No, it just did not go well. No, I think that the Tyrant, one of them took out actually an Eradicator squad as well. Because I've gone with a nice combination of Relic, Toxin Sack, and Warlord trait that on a 6 to wound, he ends up doing, because of various modifiers, 8 damage per attack with a 6. But it's only AP -2. So, you know, generally it's enough to get characters down to their end bond, but it's not enough to get tanky things, no armor save at all. So there's always a chance that, you know, you'll still make a save, because even Marines are still getting a 5 up against that.
Yeah. But he took his 5 up anyway, didn't he?
Huh?
Didn't he take his Templar 5 up save anyway?
Yeah.
Yeah. I hate that.
Yes, so do I.
Yeah. So what do I have to I know you're not going to tell me, what do I have to look out for then? What have you learned for our game in the middle of the month?
I get more termagants. That's what I've learned.
Yeah.
No, I'll be running them slightly differently, because I run 2 squads of 18, whereas if I go with one bigger squad, I get benefits, because it's one of those older codex things that, oh, if you get this over 20 models, you get, you know, rerolls to wound or +1 to wound or something like that on their shooting. So I've learned a few minor things, and with a few bits that I still have to get built as well, give me just a few more options. Because like,
what's the maximum squad number for Termagants?
30.
Oh, right, nice. So you can get, you can really bulk them out then.
Yeah, plus they squidge together so well.
Yeah.
Like, that's 2 squads of 18 on the table, and they take up, like, that much space, because they all overlap really, really well. Like, in comparison to literally everything else in the Terran army, nothing goes closely together. Because there's an arm out here and a fucking tail over here, and you know, there's a lot of spiky bits going in every direction. Even just a unit of 6 warriors takes up a load of space.
Yeah.
Did you how did you decide what you was getting? Like, how much do you know about Tyranids anyway? Did you write a list out, or did you just buy a whole bunch of stuff?
Well, it started because I was on Element, and I was just seeing what various army bundles they had for different armies.
Yeah.
And one of the bundles was Flyrant, a unit of two Carnifexes, and six Warriors. And I thought, okay, if I double that, because I'd want two Tyrants anyway, I like Warriors, and Carnifexes are good. So if I double that, how many points is that? What other bits and pieces do I need to take? Well, I like Raveners. I've basically just taken stuff I like.
Yeah.
I might get the Trigons and the Morlocks, you know, the big serpenty dudes. I really like them. I had some of them previously.
They're the ones, they're the ones that they come out of the ground, like they've got that ability to pop up out with a load of Griblies with them.
No, you can't bring Griblies with them.
Oh, okay. Think. Okay, I'm thinking of something.
But the, I see, previous codexes, Morlocks used to be able to come up underneath units.
Yeah.
And you used to put down the big blast marker. And so it done the damage from below, and then it come up and could charge and do all kind of things like that. Obviously, 9th edition, you can't do that anymore, but I think they can come up closer. I think they might be able to come up within 6 inches. So you're pretty much guaranteeing a charge.
Yeah.
With, you know, the chapter tactic, not chapter tactics, but the turn equivalent to the chapter tactics, you're getting your rerolls of charge, you know, adrenal glands give you +1 to your charge. So there's loads of things that almost guarantee you're going to bloody get in at that kind of distance. And I'm really hoping the various rumors are true that Carnifexes are going to go elites, because then that frees up the heavy support to take some other big things.
So you're right. Yeah, that might, I mean, it makes sense.
Because when you look at a Carnifex now, you think, kind of small? Compared to some of the other big, smashy things, they're quite small.
They're different from what they used to be back in the day. Like
In fairness, though, they're still a lot bigger than they used to be from back in the day. Yeah. But everything else has sort of gone way past them.
Yes, that's true. Everything superseded them. They've kind of been left a little bit.
I will admit, I do love all of the tourney kits that I've built so far, because they come with everything. They're like the equivalent of a bloody Space Wolf box.
Yeah.
It's like all of the weapons, any weapon loadout you want to build with anything, it comes with it. There's nothing in there that I kind of go, oh, I'm going to have to convert this, or I'm going to have to get that from another box or anything. Like,
yeah.
You want to build Thornback Carnifexes, you've got all the options. You want to build normal Carnifexes, the Warriors. You want to go two Bone Swords, that's fine. You want to go Scything Cannons, Rending Claws, Venom Cannons. Everything is in the box. It's fantastic. But I've now got an awful lot of leftover plastic that is of literally no use to anything else, because you can't really go, I'll keep that and use it on a different project, because what is the Space Marine going to be walking around with a barbed strangler? I don't think so.
So you could base a lot of things now with dead Tyranids.
I'm not going to do that. I'm a bloody Tyranid player. I can't be basing it with dead parts of my own models.
Not on your Tyranid army, but on your
that implies I'm going to get close to finishing other armies.
So I'm sure Tom would take some off your hands.
Yeah. If he's running out of orcs, well, he's not. He probably won't use orc parts anymore, because he's bought the codex, hasn't he?
Yeah, I heard today he's...
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting. So we've got a nice little collection of second armies going.
Hmm.
That's not all... Everyone's gone away from the Marine side of stuff.
Yeah.
That's good. And are you going to paint these?
I do have plans.
Yeah. Because I like the name. I like the name that you came up with.
Yeah, yeah. This is very nice. Very evil, isn't it?
Mm.
Yes. Oh, I do have plans. I'm probably going to paint them similar to the Gorgon paint scheme, which is the green with the sort of bony brown carapace. I really like the look of that. Rules-wise, it's not the strongest, but I'll just use whatever high fleet rules I fancy.
Yeah.
Or I might... Because I sort of flipped in my mind a couple of times about do I do completely my own color scheme? Because the ones I'd hunt previously, they were very similar to the Ayandan Eldar color. So they were yellow on body with blue carapace and armor plates and stuff. But don't fancy doing that again. Plus, someone's working on a blue army or someone's working on a yellow army. So I want to try and pick a color that's not been used by one of the rest of us.
Yeah.
And I'm running out of colors because everyone else has got new projects on the go. I know John's Death Guard are green. It's a very similar green to what the Gorgon would be. So green might be out. You got your Space Wolves, you got the blue. Ultramarine's blue.
Yeah.
Green for Tom's Orcs as well. He's got red, he's got yellow.
He has got the monopoly on colours at the minute.
He has, yeah.
So, yeah, you've got to get in there, especially if you want a primary colour. He's covering the bases.
Yeah, I know. Dick. Yeah. But I could just go with the Glen colour scheme of...
Good purple.
It's done. It's the grey. I mean, like, look at the highlights you can see on those models at the minute. Like, it looks like the light's really reflecting off them. It's some realistic shit going on right there.
Terrifying.
And this might be the army I do with contrast as well. Because Tyranids scream out for contrast because there's so much texture. I reckon I can get my head around contrast with them.
Yeah.
You could always try the what's the other one that's come out in the last couple of months? The Army Painter Speed Paint, which I'm hearing lots of good things about, that they're potentially better than contrast.
How dare you?
Really? I know.
We are Games Workshop shills. We do not promote alternative stuff. To be honest, I've not heard about it. I might have to go and look that up I've sort of lapsed over the past couple of, months or so, and I've barely looked at anything online. So, yeah, might be the time to look some new options up, because I've been doing things and painting my way, which is not very often, but my way for the past 20 years, and very little has changed. So the fact that I was going to try contrast is in itself... a new and scary thing, because I tried it with a couple of random Necrons and just couldn't get my head around it, but they're so flat and so, you know, you got to be so careful with the contrast, whereas Tyranids are, it is all texture yeah. everywhere, so I think it should work quite well.
So, and then going back to a couple of episodes ago, what was your resolution was 500 points painted a month, wasn't it? Or not?
Yeah. Yeah. But so, in fairness, if I manage to smash out what I've got for the Tyranids,
yeah,
I'm good. I'll probably be good as long as I get this finished by the end of May. That's how much stuff I bought.
Yeah.
Is about 2,500 points.
Oh, okay.
So,
yeah, I could just do all of that as opposed to several little projects.
Yeah.
And because I'm excited about my Tyranids, this is probably the route that's got the least resistance. yeah. So, yeah. And ask me again at the end of May.
Yeah.
If the Tyranids are painted, I'm still on track. It's just a slightly different track that we did foresee me going down at the start of the year.
You didn't say, you never said per month. You just said it would average out to that. So,
I kind of did say, I want to pay 500 points a month. Yeah. But
yeah, adding it up, that's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll total up the 500 points a month at the end of the year to see if I hit that target. Otherwise, it's sort of slightly drifting into, as long as I get 6,000 points painted in a year.
I would say, that if you paint a full Tyranid army, though, I think that cancels out having to do 6,000 points, because a full army, that's pretty decent.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be nice.
I'm late off the hook a little bit early.
Yeah. But like, there's so much stuff that I want to add already, and I kind of go, no, you've spent nearly 500 quid. No, let's just wait, and then we can add some stuff after. Yeah, after the codex comes out, because it's, you know, it's like, it's difficult before a codex drops. Sort of like, is that still going to be good?
Yeah.
Thing is, if it's really good in the current codex, it's very 50-50 whether it stays good, or do you try and get on the bandwagon before and go, right, those things are a bit shit. They're probably going to get a bit of a buff in the next codex and get them.
They're going to want to sell some of them, so they're going to make them better.
And equally, is there going to be a new version of that box coming out? So,
very true.
Yeah.
Very nice, though. Looking forward to hearing how they go against the Death Guard now.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
So am I. Yeah, I didn't upgrade. Like, both me and Dave had spells of the game where it was utterly disappointing what we actually managed to do. And then other spells where it just sort of went, oh, Jesus, that killed a lot. So, yeah. I'm hoping for a little bit more of a balance across the game, but yeah, they'll be fine.
It's that old excuse, though, isn't it? New model syndrome. That's what done your legs in today.
Yeah, is considering it was an entire new army. Yeah, that's definitely. Yeah.
That's what I said to Dave, just so he didn't get, because he was getting upset. I was like, don't worry, new model syndrome. And seeing as they're all new models, they're all going to die.
Yeah,
which they did.
Yeah, I did. I did look at his tie stuff. It is quite nice.
Yeah,
what the paint scheme he's gone with, and the way that he showed me a more or less completed fire warrior. It was quite nice.
Yeah, no, they all look good.
I love the model of the Ghost Kill battle suit, though. That's a lovely model.
Yeah,
it's one of the models making me go, I really like time. I like the battle suits. I don't like some of the big battle suits, but the Ghost Kill is a sweet model.
Yeah. It has a horrible trick. It can do. One of the CPs was like, I don't know, disorientated mirrors or something. It was called, where it jumps out of battle and then just leaves the table for the whole of your the rest of your turn, and then you can bring it in later. Luckily, I took him down to one wound, so when he came back, he didn't really have much legs to stand on. But
when he jumped off the table, came back, and then decided to charge you with it.
Yeah, because he only had one wound.
Fucking idiot.
he was going to get charged by Blight Haulers anyway because of where they were.
Yeah, but surely when he brought it back on the table, he had choices to where it could go, so he didn't have to bring it back right next to your stuff.
He did, but I was, yeah. I mean, I think by that point he was just a bit pissed off that everything had died horribly.
Yeah.
When it came back, there wasn't much to defend. So it was like, why not charge it? I mean, I know that his combat's not very good. So I did say to him, are you sure you want to charge it? And he said, yeah. So
yeah, I suppose I had a similar part of the game. I was down to like a unit of 11 termagants. Not known for their combat prowess. Yeah. And that was pretty much all I had left. So I thought, screw it, and charge what was left of the Crusader squad. Yeah, it didn't go well.
Yeah. I think he was unlucky as well, because the map that we picked for the Tau battle, because obviously Tau are going to benefit from distance, but it was a lengthways battle, so a lot less distance for me to cover than he wanted. So
you're playing on long edges, yep.
Yeah, so I was on top of him a lot quicker than he wanted me to be.
Yeah.
And the fact that his models, I think he whiffed 90% of his rolls. Like, all the big guns. Like, I showed you the picture. I moved two Blight Haulers up to try and do a load of damage to one of his battle suits. And they completely whiffed. I think they did one damage to him. So they were just sat out there exposed, and he fired everything at them and did 6 wounds, and then didn't touch him for the rest of the game. So
yeah,
he was pretty upset by that.
Yeah, Dave seems to be one of those players that it happens to a lot.
Yeah.
He has a lot of times where you think, oh, this is going to hurt. Really? Is that all it did?
Yeah.
Like, first turn, is Redemptor done as much damage to itself, almost, as it did? Because he's supercharged to shoot one of the Carnifexes and promptly got a mortal wound. Did a couple of wounds on the Carnifex, and then that was pretty much it. Had a crap first turn. I think third turn, it punched the Hive Tyrant to death. And then the rest of his shooting was a bit crap after that as well. So it maybe got his points back, but it was very hit and miss. Although he did say it was the first time he'd used it, so he expected it to do crap.
That's a good thing, isn't it? A new model that doesn't do well. You say, oh, I'm still learning, still figuring it out.
Yeah. Well, there's a difference between learning and just dice rolls sucking ass.
Yeah. It's better to have an excuse than use logic, though.
Yeah. All right, we're done talking about me. I've wittered on enough.
Yeah. Well, I've left this picture up for the longest because this is making up for about 8 episodes of you not having a picture. The last picture we had from you was the pictures of you.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Ironically, all of that thinking I did, not the picture we're now looking at. I don't even know what I was thinking. Well, he's nice.
This is the Mutalith Vortex Beast. Finished to tabletop standard. So good to go. This is obviously the rear view. So thanks for starting with that one, John.
Well, best angle first.
I mean, it was what it was. I based it black, and then all of the purple, I can't remember the shade, I think it's Nagaroth Knight, was dry brushed on. That was all dry brushed on, and then all of the horns and spiky bits are all done with Rakar flesh. So it worked quite well together. Did the job.
That's good. I was going to say something stupid. I take it that's a vortex on his back then that he's carrying.
That I believe is indeed the vortex, which green, yellow, and blue. As I said, that could probably do with some maybe a wash and some highlights and stuff like that if they really wanted to spend more time on it. But as far as tabletop goes, it's good enough, so it will do the job. The yellow was a real pain because, as I said, I based it black, which meant that it took lots and lots and lots of coats of yellow to get the coverage it's got. And even in real life, it's not quite as good as this photo makes out. So it took me a while to get there, but I'm glad I got it done. It was half of the 250 points I've set myself per month, nowhere near what you're doing, Glenn. But it's half of what I needed to do, so I was quite pleased to have got it done. For February's 250, that is.
Yeah, it looks good. Even just another little run round with a little bit of dry brushing here and there will just finish him off really nicely.
Yeah, as I said, I'm happy with him from a tabletop point of view. But if I could spend a lot longer, a little bit of dry brushing, maybe a slightly lighter shade of the purple dry brush, just to give it additional highlights. On the arms and legs.
Yeah, even just on a few sort of random spot bits.
I
do love this model. I guess it's just proper chaos madness.
I like it a lot more now that it's painted. Like when it was just sprayed black, I was like, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do with this. I'm not going to say it's down to painting it, but after painting it, it did perform a lot better in the game I played against Dave. We did 2,000 points, 1,000 Suns versus Black Templar, and they did win, but this actually performed quite well. It ran around and did some monstrous stuff, knocked Helbrecht and his little servitors down a peg or two, which was quite nice.
Yeah, because it's for as impressive a model, it's not the best on tabletop.
It's not. it really isn't.
You take it because it just looks cool.
It does look very cool. I think the trouble with it doesn't know what it is. So the sort of psychic-y powers it has. They're not psychic powers as you traditionally see. You don't do them in the psychic phase, you do them in the shooting phase. But they don't really have the range for it to be considered a heavy support option. And then in combat, it's pretty good, but not really resilient enough if you throw it against, you know, a load of characters or, you know, a big squad. It needs to be with other bits and pieces. So it doesn't really know what it is at the moment. And I think that's the downfall of it. I mean, it's still pretty good. It was pretty nice, but it is a very cool model, even if it's not that good on the tabletop.
Mm. It doesn't have a face, does it? Like, it's got trying to work out what you're supposed to look at.
It's a betentacled maw. So it's just a gaping hole of tentacles that's going to drag you in. But because the kit itself is, because it's one of these models that crosses both 40K and Age of Sigmar, and the kit is this, and so you can build something else off the same kit. I can't remember what the other thing
Slaughter
is.
Brute.
That's it, and the Slaughter Brute. Which is more, I think that's more Age of Sigmar, the Slaughter Brute. But
it's exclusively Age of Sigmar, yeah.
Yeah, that's it. So you can build, this is in both, you can build the Slaughter Brute off the same kit. That does have a face, whereas this one does not.
I just had a thought, it'd be nice if they chucked the Slaughter Brute in with like a World Eater's army or something.
Yeah. Well, that's what I thought it was.
A big, cornet, smashy thing. That'd be quite cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And as I said, it's a very cool model. I was very, very happy painting it. As I said, it's just a shame it's not quite as good as it looks when it's actually on the tabletop.
Mm. It's definitely like the depiction of some warp beast, though, isn't it? Like when they say in books where you just, that no one can really focus on what the hell it's supposed to be. Just an absolute horrific thing coming out of the darkness.
It's very Cthulhu. That's where I go with it.
I go hentai, but okay.
Or hentai. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Similar.
Those thing. Tentacles are going to rip somebody.
Yes. But as I said, very nice model. Not as difficult as you'd think to paint. It just took time, I think, because it's quite chunky. But as I said, quite good enough for tabletop, and with a few more tweaks, if I could get back to it, could finish it off. But as I said, more than happy for playing with.
And then this beast.
Yeah, so this is the second half of the 250 points. This is the Forge Fiend. Loaded out with ectoplasm,
all the plasma
in the both arms and the face. So all good to go in that regard. Obviously it's for the Thousand Suns, so in blue rather than black and gold of the Legion, but all good otherwise. So I thought he came out blue. One of the things that I've learned with the Thousand Suns generally is gold trim is a pain in the ass. But you know, that's what you get.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I've now married myself to. But doing it in the right order helps. So waiting until the very end to do the gold trim.
Yeah.
but overall, yeah, pretty pleased with how it came out. It actually turns out that with a lot of the Thousand Suns stuff, basing it all in blue does make it a bit easier, because as long as you do the details first, then it is just the gold trim that you need to do to clean it up. So although the Vortex Beast took me most of February, this just took a couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
And I know from being a Chaos player, that's more than a little bit of trim on all Chaos models.
There's so much. It's like
that is the thing that puts me off. Once I get up to a certain point and it's just like, oh, it's the trim now. Oh, God. Yeah. Christ.
Every time I look at the box of Thousand Suns I've got next to the chair, I'm like, okay, I really should start on something else. And I don't mind the big things. They were easy. But it's, you know, you got a squad of 10 Marines and you need to do all the trim. You're like, oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah. A squad of Raptors is what broke me. because they've got trim, but they've got like extra trim going up the middle of bits to kind of give a lightning of, oh, Jesus. Yeah, but he looks really good. Yeah, I do definitely. like the Mauler Fiend. They're some of my favorite models for Chaos. And bizarrely, one of the few things I don't have.
Oh, okay. But this also did quite well in the battle against Dave, as you can imagine. You know, three plasma guns effectively being able to shoot him. It did.
What's the stats on that? Is it slightly stronger than normal plasma? Is it like sort of heavy plasma equivalent?
It is, but you can't. There's no overcharge option, so you can't overcharge them. So it's pretty good, but there's.
But
no
is it a bit? I don't know if it's the same as the previous codexes, but is it almost on par with it being overcharged? You just don't have the option to get even stronger, and you don't have the risk of taking damage to yourself.
That's much it. I'm just having a quick look now. So it is.
I want to say, is it strength 8 minus AP?
So the AP minus 3? So strength 7, AP minus 3, damage 3, heavy D3 shots, and it's blast.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So, and 36 inch range as well. So it's got, you know, it's pretty good range. You can have it with the Hades auto cannons, which is the other option. And their strength 8, AP 2, damage 2. Heavy 4, slightly longer range. So it depends whether you want the increased AP and damage, which is what I wanted on it. So that's what I went for. Plus, I quite like the looks of the jaws. I thought they looked quite cool.
Yeah.
So I
was for that. Yeah, they just look cooler.
Yeah.
So is their head the same profile as the two arm guns?
Yeah, effectively, you can swap out its Forge Fiend jaws for one ectoplasm cannon for no additional cost.
Hmm.
But it also then means it doesn't have, you know, its melee is not quite strong.
Hmm. And what's its melee like?
That non-existent, really. I mean, it's you know, AP minus 1, damage 2, but strength is user, which for this is 7. So it's not bad.
No.
But, you know, it's not built for that. It's built for shooting.
Shooting from distance.
Yeah.
Mm. It's not bad, though. it is a core model.
Yeah, and again, it's the same kit as the Mauler Fiend. So if you did want to make a combat variation, then that's what you do. You'd have the Mauler Fiend rather than your Forge Fiend.
Mm-hmm. Which is the equivalent of an angry pit bull that runs up and humps things to death.
Yeah.
Can you take a Mauler Fiend in a Thousand Sons army?
I think you can. I'm going to have to check the codex on that one. I don't know. Let's have a quick look.
It would fill the gap.
You can.
You haven't got a huge... Well, you'll do all right in combat, but it's a nice combat option.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're exactly right. With the Thousand Sons, they don't have any... Like, the Terminators, you know, they're okay in combat, but they don't have an out-and-out combat-y option. And the Mauler Fiend would definitely help fill that gap. Because the Zangors don't do; they're not anything. They're just fodder.
They're chaff.
Exactly. And as I said, the Prosperine Kopesh that the Terminators has is pretty good, and a Demon Prince is always pretty handy.
Yeah.
And that's the Demon Prince is actually what I ran in the last list. And again, he did really well, especially when you've got the you add the Conniving Plate as a war gear option, and it means that you can only put half attacks into them, so it just makes him very resilient, tough to kill. And then with a couple of strats, you can also turn off people's invuns, which came in handy. I think that was against you that I did that, John.
Yeah, horrible.
Yeah, So knowing Bunsen that you can only put half your attacks into him makes him quite tough.
Did you use a Demon Prince against Div, I'm assuming?
I did. I've used it. Yeah, he's now steady. Someone I always take in the list.
Yeah, that makes sense because the first turn of shooting, Div didn't target the Hive Tyrants at all. I was like, all right, why has he not done that? It wasn't until the second turn that I realized he thought it was similar to the Demon Prince that he only had a certain amount of wounds and he couldn't be picked out. I did correct him because they're 12 wounds, so you can't hide them. So yeah, the following turn he targeted them a little bit. Didn't do anything to them, but killed them both in combat. But yeah, he could have been shooting at them the entire time. But yeah, a Demon Prince is horrible because they're quite easy to screen.
Yeah, that was exactly it. So screened, and then once he's in combat, he's fairly punchy.
Mm.
Cool. So anyway, that was that's the Forge Fiend.
Yeah, I sort of look forward to going up against it, but I don't as well. It's a cool model, but yeah. I don't want to get shot off the board.
No, it's only ever going to have a maximum of 3 shots. So, it looks more dangerous than it is.
Yeah.
Is it a maximum of 3 shots?
It's heavy D3.
Yeah, per gun.
Oh, well, that's true, actually. Yeah.
That's 9. Yeah. It's like,
forget that, John. Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah, it's incredibly scary.
Yeah. Well, why'd you tell him that? That would have been brilliant if he didn't realize that by the next game. It's like, he's got these 3 heads. Yeah, just one go. Yeah, that's cool, though. Cool. Right, and then so this is my Terminators, the last 5 or the latest 5 that I've done. I've taken all these Terminators. I've run a couple of games now, and the extra 5 Terminators that I've painted that were supposed to bulk up my army and help me win have not performed at all. I played a game against Tom. And took 2 squads of Terminators, and he shot 1 off the board in his first turn, and they barely even moved. And then played against you, Shane. I think you managed to kill 1 squad pretty quickly.
Yeah, there was the squad that dropped in the back with the warlord. They got smashed, and
that was terrible.
Other squad lasted most of the game.
Yeah, that's a game. That's a game where I made some shockingly poor tactical decisions. A couple of times.
Yeah, that was good though. It was a good game, but it was that maybe you didn't utilize them to their fullest.
No, and then I think, if the charge had gone off, maybe things would have been less disappointing. But oh well, and then I can't even remember who I had with him. I think it was the Lord of Contagion, wasn't it? And then they all got wiped off, and he just stood there, waved his axe in the air, and died too.
Yeah, well, I did charge them with Bjorn, 10 Blood Claws, and Ragnar Blackmane, so they weren't going to stick around for too long.
No.
Yeah.
It was a good idea at the time, until they started getting shot away, and I was like, oh, fuck. And that was after so when we was playing, because what was your battle suit called?
The Invicta Warsuit.
The Invicta Warsuit, yeah. He can start the game halfway up the board, and he was behind a bit of cover. So I drove my
Rhino
full of Marines up towards it. And then I don't know why I did it. Like, I keep thinking about it was a good idea at the time, and I don't even know why I thought it was a good idea. And I was like, you know what? I don't want this warsuit coming towards me, so I'm going to charge the Rhino into it and tie him up, not realizing that, not accounting for the fact that he could still shoot me and still fight me.
Yeah.
And rhinos obviously aren't famous for combat.
No. It charged in, did no wounds, and then got...
Didn't even scrape the paint off his legs.
No.
But I thought, at least I'll hold it up here for a couple of turns. He can't shoot anything else. Yep, 1 turn, shot him off, blew it up. 1 Marine died, and then the Marines just sort of stood there and got stamped out.
Well, they got charged by the Thunderwolves.
Yeah.
That was that.
So, yeah, I planned to hold you up, actually, let you in. And I was like, oh. Okay. And I was like, Joe, what? I'm not winning on this end of the board. Let me drop my Terminators in at the back of the board where they're completely surrounded.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that did slow down my advance because I had to push Bjorn, Ragnar and the Blood Claws back. But
that, other than that, it was a decent game. Not as the one I played against Tom. It's so hard because he just shoots me from a distance and I can't close in. You get in and I can get in and kill him, but I just get a total obliteration constantly.
Just it's the eradicator.
Throws me away.
Yeah. How many does he have in his squad? Does he run
he runs maybe. He might run a full squad.
Yeah, he did the last time I played him. Yeah.
They're horrible when you've got that many of them.
Yeah. But that's why when I was playing you, I was so focused on targeting them. I was like, oh, go for them, forget everything else. And then I just ran the Demon Prince up the middle of the board.
Well, it was by that point, it was turn three. And for the first two turns, he'd hidden with the Death Shroud behind a crate.
Yeah.
And then you charged him out, wiped out a squad of intercessors, which was, you know, they were in the centre, but was then just standing right in front of two eradicators.
Yeah. I don't know, I must have banged my head on the way around to yours.
What didn't help you there was the Death Shroud didn't make their charge, so he was out all on his own. Yeah. The Death Shroud was still behind the crate.
Mm. I did pull a blinder off with that. Against, I was telling, told you about it already. Mm. Pulled a blinder off against Dave with the Tau, because obviously the way it was set up, I had we were debating it when we were playing, and I had the Demon Prince was out in the open, and I had the free Death Shroud next to him, but behind a crate, so they were covered. So the way I read it was the bodyguard rule means can't target the Demon Prince because they can't see and they can't target the Death Shroud because they can't see those. So the Demon Prince can sort of stand there and be closer for his charge. So we were sort of debating how Lookout Sir works to the bodyguard rule. And then, he put everything he had into the Blight Haulers, which completely whiffed. And I charged the Demon Prince up and smashed him to pieces, which he didn't like. And the Death Shroud went in with him as well. So he was really lucky. So, yeah, that was the first time I think I've used a Demon Prince and he hasn't been killed and he's done his job. So that was good. Not for Dave. He didn't like that.
No, fair enough.
But yeah, here's a family portrait of losers at the minute. They need to earn their...
So this is the full 10, right?
13.
13 of them. Okay.
Hmm.
But this is everyone now, right? This is all of the Blight Lords.
That's all the Blight Lords.
So you've got two with flails.
Mm-hmm.
How many Blight Launchers are in there? Is that one?
Yeah, two Blight Launchers.
And then you've got, what's that, Goopy Cannon? The one that you
two
don't
Blade
like?
Spears.
Yeah, there's the Reporter Cannon on the
That's
right,
it.
A Plague Spewer in the middle. And then there's one combi flamer, one combi bolter, one combi plasma, and then the others have all just got bolters or combi bolters. So there's a nice mix there, and a mix of swords and axes too. So it's not too bad. I've just got to work out a better tactic next time. But
yeah.
I can run two squads of six. Would you say, Glenn?
I was going to say the previous picture that you put up. The one thing I will say with that, if you're going to take a front and a back picture, keep them in the same goddamn order.
I was staring
at that thinking, it's really annoying.
I was trying to work that out as well.
I was trying to play which one. It was like,
I drawn
the lines to that one. He's over there. But they look really, really good.
The horns.
Yep.
I know, it's annoying. Because I took the photos and then it was after I'd uploaded them today and I was like, I really can't be bothered to get the stuff back out to retake the photo.
They look good.
Mm.
If good is the right word for Nurgle stuff, but yeah.
I think they come out better than the other ones because I've got better paint. I've got a few more colours as well and changed it up a little bit. So yeah, I was happy with how they come out, paint-wise.
Yeah. Did you go back and touch up the other ones? Bring them up to that standard? No.
Nah. I've got too much to do. I've got 10 issues of Imperium that just haven't even been opened yet. So I haven't got around to that.
That's the problem with getting better as you paint. Like the stuff, even if you're a good painter, by the time you get to the end of a project, the stuff you do at the end of the project will be that little bit better.
Yeah.
And if you've got the same stuff but painted at either end of the project, there's like a bigger contrast. Whereas if you've done some scouts and then some marines and then some of that and then some of that, everything that's the same should be painted around about the same time, because you'll get about the same quality.
Well, that's the thing. This is the worry now with drip feed in the Ultramarines, because they're obviously hopefully they'll look better every time. So I have some really good ones, and then the ones that are older, I'll dust them up, make them a bit more battle worn, so you can't see the difference. I probably won't. I'll forget. I'll move on to something else. But yeah, so that's my Terminators done. And then I went back to Imperium and I did these fiddly fuckers, which I actually, once they were built, I enjoyed doing some of it. Like the fleshy parts were fun to paint. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, I'm doing these right now. Like, I literally got them. I've nearly finished them, but yeah, they're fiddly little models.
Oh, there was two of them in particular. Like three of them went together fairly uneventfully, and two of them, honestly, I was just like I'm not. I'll just have three then. I'll just have three. Fuck them. And I was like, no, I've got to finish him. I can't remember. Oh, this one on the left, he was a bastard. He kept falling over. And the glue, it just wouldn't dry. It just kept tipping over. It was a nightmare. And then the one on the right there, he kept falling over as well. Yeah. It looks like he's falling backwards.
I'm just trying to compare them to the ones that I've got, because as I said, they're such a pain in the ass to build.
Mm.
But they're all slightly different. Still, all very well put together.
Yeah, well, they're standing up. They haven't fallen apart yet. And, they're okay. I mean, they're hard to... I don't like having to paint them assembled. I find that very difficult, especially because they're so fiddly. So a lot of the places, it just looks like I've blobbed the paint on, which is pretty much what I did. But otherwise, I think I enjoy doing the flesh.
What base did you use for those? What paint did you put on the base?
On the bases, it is something bronze and the moon crust.
Moon crust. Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah. Just because I wanted them to be different than doing the same as the Death Guard, and I didn't have the Astral Granite yet. So yeah, so all my armies are different. So that's those, and then the only other thing I did was my librarian, which is there.
Oh yes.
Yeah. I enjoyed this model. I thought it was fun to paint and build. Went together nicely. I'm not too disappointed with it. I think it's come out all right.
I was going to say, you've done a stellar work on the gold trim.
Hmm. Yeah. That. I washed it with. What did I wash it with? Fugan orange.
Yeah.
Give it a bit of a shine. Something different.
And did you use, because I know we talked about, like, you had a go with the flesh on his face.
Yeah.
And did you use any of the other tutorials to help you out, or did you just look at the flesh one?
No, I just watched the flesh one on Warhammer Plus, or whatever it's called.
The app that dare not speak its name.
Yeah. yeah, and it's the first one I sat down and watched the whole thing. Because I was like, I don't know what to do. I don't want to just put Bugman's on his forehead and it just be a blob. I want to see how you can do it so it's got a bit of definition. And I don't think that it looks very good on the photo, but I was quite happy with how the models come out, where I mixed it together. I didn't have the exact colours that they said to use, so I mixed it up with Bugman's and Screaming Skull to lighten it up underneath.
So
I was quite happy with how it turned out. So I'll do, when I do the Primaris Captain, hopefully I'll have a bit of a better or wider area to do it on, and hopefully it will look good.
Yeah,
I can't believe that this is the model you looked up how to paint flesh for.
It's like it was, yeah.
This much flesh.
I know. Because I wanted to. I know it was like, oh, it's only a little bit. So if I mess it up, it's not a big issue. But I also wanted to practice on something that was only a little bit before. Like if I do the Primaris captain's head and it comes out badly, then it's wrecked. So I thought I'll give it a go. So I know it's only a millimeter by a 3 millimeter spot, but I was happy with it and it wasn't just a blob. So it gives me confidence to crack on with the captain, which I've been putting off.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah. And I like his sword. I like doing his sword as well. I thought that came out better than I was expecting. It's just the cloak. I don't know what to do with the cloak, whether just to leave it as is or try and camo it up a bit more. I'm undecided.
It's whether you feel confident to do those little, as we sort of talked about the other day, those sort of digital check marks that you see that some people put on those camo cloaks.
Yeah, because you see, obviously, people are decent painters can do it pretty well, but I'm really afraid to just have a load of blobbed squares on there or a load of blobbed fingerprint-looking things. So, I don't know, maybe I'll just leave it.
Yeah,
that's a difficult thing to do, even on, like, flat surfaces, but to get it to look good on a cloak that's moving is that's way beyond something that I'd be interested in trying.
Yeah, I think
go for it.
Yeah, maybe. But the thing is that I think that's standard Mechanicum Grey. That goes. That's a very nice paint to like sort of coat with. It went on very nicely. So if
you
mess it up, it should be easy to cover. It's spread really nice, so yeah. Maybe I'll give it a go. I don't know. Oh, we'll see. We'll see. I'm doing my aggressors at the minute. I'm enjoying doing those.
Yeah.
I've only done part of the sergeant so far. Not too much. Hopefully, over the next couple of days, by the next episode, I'll have them done. And the Primaris captain, that's my goal anyway, by the end of March.
Very nice. Very nice. As I said, I've already finished 95 points of my 250 points this month. So
nice.
That will be on our next pod though.
There's like I was just looking. Oh, the same. There's magazines unopened, and I was like, oh, just got to catch up. And then the bloody another delivery came, didn't it? So it's like, oh, luckily, like one of them hasn't got anything in, but there's a lot of Necrons in there.
Yeah,
a lot of Necrons. That spider. Looks cool.
Yeah, the Tomb Spider. I'm quite looking forward to putting that together. It's a nice little unit. But again, you probably wouldn't want to run it as just a single spider. You'd probably want two or three in the unit.
Oh, really? Are we going to get more than one? Do you think, or is it just a one?
I don't know. I can't remember looking at the. I'd have to look back up.
Yeah.
What you
I think? I think it's one. Of them.
Just enough to give most you a taste.
Most of the stuff you get in. The magazines, you get the minimum unit size usually. And like you said, it's enough to get you a taste of what it does. And hopefully it's enough to make you go, need more of them.
I'll get more, yeah. It's the same as the flayed ones, right? They give you five, but really you're going to want to run them to a 10 if you're going to run them.
Yeah. I do want to run those, so... Go find someone that doesn't want to even build them.
Yeah, but do you want to build another five of them?
Yeah, I mean, I've done it now, so it's like the shock's there, and there's no rush to do them. But yeah, I could do them. Just give me the three that were easy to do, and then keep the other two. I'll just run eight. I'll let Shane can have the shit too.
I was trying to work out what was the other thing that was in there. What's the other Necron thing that was in there? Oh, it was the Immortals. That was it. It was the five Immortals. Yeah, they're actually... I'm glad they've turned up. I've been looking forward to getting my hands on some of them.
Have you not got any yet, even with the other stuff?
No, because you don't get Immortals in the Indominus box. And the only things I went and bought additional of were the Scorpec Destroyers, because, again, they're better running them as a six than a three. and the obviously a load more Necron Warriors, because I think, again, Necron Warriors, similar to the Termagants, if you can run them in full units as opposed to tens, you get more firepower, more damage output, weight of dice, but their resurrection protocols are more effective because the unit sticks around, so you've got more chance of bringing them back.
Gross.
Yeah, so I've got so many Necron Warriors now. I could probably run three full units of 20. I think I've probably got that many now.
And I think we're getting more as well.
I think we are. I think, as I said, I've got too many. I could start running like narrative themed ones where it's just like, I don't know, like a couple of cryptics and like a load of warriors.
Just wave and wave of warrior.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they, as I said, if you use them right, they're pretty good and they can be pretty resilient. They're no good in combat. That's the only thing with them. They won't do anything other than tie stuff up.
Yeah. Which is really what you need them to do.
Well, the idea would be that you then use the Scorpex to run around doing the combat. But as I said, as soon as anyone sees Scorpex on the board, they just level their guns at them and blow them away. And there's not much you can do to keep them around.
Right.
But, you know, that's fine. That's the way it is. Every army's got them, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, cool. So I look forward to our game, Glenn, soon.
Yes.
Try not to get eaten by Tyranids.
Yeah, to be fair, whenever I said you can book an ass kicking, I didn't specifically mention which side was getting ass kicked. But I don't have great faith in my Nids at the minute, but I'll get there with them.
Yeah. And this is the thing. Hopefully the new codex will appear the day before, so you won't even have the benefit of looking it up.
No, we.
You got a while.
It won't be that
quick. Yeah, I know. I'm just being wishful thinking.
What on my behalf? Yeah.
No, my behalf. You get a new codex the day before.
If I get the new codex the day before, you can bet your ass I would not be sleeping, and I'd be going through that codex with a fine tooth comb. God, right, that's stratagem, that's that warlord trick, he's all that, yeah.
Gross. I'm not I look forward to it anyway. Either way. Cool. So, I think that's everything. Oh, we finished Mechanicum. We finished reading Mechanicum, and we finished recording Mechanicum as well.
We've done it all moving on to Tales of Heresy.
I'm two books in. I'm almost finished the second book now, Wolf at the Door, which is really good. Both of them have been really good.
As I said, it's a nice change of pace to have the shorter stories. I mean, they're still good length stories, but it's nice having a book where they're slightly, you know, a collection of stories, and they are, I said, if the other ones that come along are as good as this, then it is a really good collection. As I said, I like all of them in this book.
Don't shake your head.
Yeah, this is probably the strongest anthology book.
Fair enough. They can all be winners. But we'll make it. We'll get there eventually.
Hey, look, you've gone past Descent of Angels, so it's all good from now on.
This is true, yeah.
Until you get to the Damnation of Pythos. But that's like book 30-odd.
I was going to say, that's a while off, right?
Yeah, that's a way off. That's the book that made me go,
I'm done now.
I'm going to stop. Yeah.
Oh, don't say that. you're gonna make it really difficult.
It's you know what? It's well written. It just seems like one of those stories. It's like, why are you telling me this? This is utterly unimportant to everything, but
we're going to get to it, and that's all we're going to think about when that's where we'll start. Got it now.
In 5 years' time, we'll sit there and go, this is what Glenn was talking about all that time ago, where he didn't like it. But
do you think you get to it in five?
What book are we up to now?
Well, this is book 10, isn't it?
And we've been doing it a year.
Yeah.
That'll be three. Okay. Well, no, another two and a half years.
Although there are some chunky books. Thousand Sons, Nemesis, First Heretic. Outcast Dead, they're four chunky, chunky books.
Yeah. Nemesis, I think, will be all right because it is... It's a pretty simple arc. There's not too much to worry about.
Yeah.
It's another weird one. I know it's good weird.
Yeah. I enjoyed it. But there is some weirdness to it.
Cool. Well, on that note then, we will wrap up this hobby roundup by saying the usual stuff of check us out on Instagram, put Iron and Serum into Google, and we'll come up everywhere, Facebook, Twitter. If you're listening, we do have a YouTube channel. We've got some other bits and pieces going on there. And if you're watching here and you want to just listen on the go, then we are on all good podcast services. We've got Twitch that is covered in cobwebs at the minute. We've got Patreon. And then if you want to support us, you can go to there. Or if you're buying your hobby stuff and want to support us, you can go to Element Games, get all your bits and pieces at a discount. And we get a little kickback eventually at no extra cost to you. As a thank you for sending you over there, which eventually we'll do something with the money we are collecting for the channel. And then we've got combat cards for Glenn and Shane, who are kings of the clan, unless that guy's still toppling you.
No, he's been up and down, but he's second at the moment, I think.
To who?
I think I'm at the moment during this season on top.
I've been busy.
I think the difference is I play often but little, whereas I think Glenn, you tend to play when you do, you have a big run.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
then I think come back towards, to it later.
Yeah, towards the end of last season, I was like, I'm not having this. I think I'd done 2,000 or 3,000 points in sort of one sitting.
Wow.
Yeah. Cool. I thought time was running out. I had to reach Terra. It's like, right,
that's
it. Always
got to get to Terra. That's the first goal.
Yeah. I'll get there before the end of the season again.
I have no doubt.
Awesome. Right. So on that note, we will say exterminatus and see you later.
As always, we would like to thank you for listening to our Iron and Ceramite podcast. If you liked us, then you can also find us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and any other good podcast services. Just remember, in the grim darkness of the far future, there is only war.